the March jobs report for the state of Connecticut was disappointing. Whereas the private sector was flat, we did add 300 jobs overall in the government sector, which also includes casinos. However, the bigger problem that we have is that this report continues to show that we're still struggling with a new economic reality of adding back jobs that are low-wage jobs at a much higher rate than high-paying jobs. If you take a look at the year-over-year figures, we've added 15,000 net new jobs. But of those, only 800 are in manufacturing and 100 are in finance and insurance. But we see that leisure and hospitality have added 4,600 jobs, and education and health services, a lot of those low-wage health jobs, have added 3,200 jobs. And this continues to exacerbate problems that we have, including fiscal problems. The report also showed an increase of 0.2 percentage point in unemployment. A lot of that was due to the fact that the labor force expanded rather than negative job numbers. However, at that, we're the highest in New England. And we've only added back jobs at a far less robust rate than what has happened on the U.S. level. If you take a look on the federal level, we've added back 161% of the jobs that we lost during the recession. You compare that to Connecticut, which now has recovered 91,400 positions, which is 76.7% of the 119,000 jobs we lost. So, whereas this report wasn't a negative report, it sure wasn't positive. It showed that we still have some of the problems that we've had continuing, and it still shows us not only lagging the U.S., but actually the U.S. is increasing its recovery lead vis-a-vis Connecticut, and New England states are doing better than us on unemployment.